Could you almost do without a midweek fixture at some point just to spend a week with the players on the training ground?
Yeah, I mean that, you know, that's it is what it is, and as long as you're playing and winning, you know, everything takes care of itself. And I said to the players, if you're doing well and you're sticking to the game plan, and the game plan's going well, no matter how fit you think you are, psychologically, you know, you don't think about that. And that was the case on Saturday. They kept going to the end. And you could see they finished certainly the stronger team. They had them more chances in not good conditions. And, you know, it's important that they feel that way. But they only get that by, you know, sticking to a game plan and carrying that out.
And before we talk about Oxford, a quick question on you. You've made a very positive contribution, I think, on and off the pitch so far, Darren. Technically, you're the interim manager, and yet clearly you're the manager making decisions, team selections. How important is it that not just the players, but everybody sees you as the manager right now and not just some stand-in, some interim?
I think from my point of view, it's very important. I know people can tie me, you know, with Paul Sturrock and obviously Terry. But, you know, I'm the one now that stood on the front line making the decisions that I made, that I did on Saturday. So when you're dealing with that pressure, it's so important that, you know, your title, you know, you've got to live up to that. And, you know, I felt I did that. But I would have only have done that if the players gave me the respect, which I think they did. They could see within a period of 2 days what I was trying to get across, and you know, I can only thank them for that, because, you know, they're the only ones that are going to enable me to make sure I get results at this football club. I've had to make decisions already, the first one obviously being the signing of Ollie Bassett. So I'm making the decisions at this football club. I'm having the conversations with the chairman and the owner. So in my eyes, you know, I'm the manager of this football club. And, you know, if I get the chance to manage the club and not the team in the future, that'd be massive for me, because, you know, I do really feel I can build something special at this football club.
And is it realistic then? You also have to think about January as well. Assume you'll still be in charge in January and make what players you bring in into the football club.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on the phone today making sure we're tying up the signings that we want to tie up between myself, the chairman and the owner. So I think if that wasn't the case, I wouldn't be having the conversations that I've been having. So, you know, all I can say is, you know, give me a chance, and I'll do everything I can to turn our fortunes around.
You've got a game against Oxford in the JPT. They're the league leaders. Is that one of? I suppose you won at Gillingham in the last round. How do you assess the game at Oxford on Tuesday?
I mean, if you was to look at the table and to where they are and how many goals, I think they scored 36 goals and conceded 16. So just shows what run of form they're in. But the players, every game, every training session, I said, lads, is an opportunity there for you. And that game would be no different. Every game's an opportunity for them not to be fearful and play with a lot of passion and pride. And, you know, it's really surprising where that gets you. And, you know, from the photos that the press officer has been putting out over the weekend, there's been a great response from the supporters. I can understand their frustrations. Because, you know, the club's had 3 years of not winning, and you know, it's not nice. You know, I've been involved in that, I've been a part of that, and, you know, I've been feeling it. And but we use those three words this week: sense it, see it and feel it. And the supporters walked out of that stadium and they could feel it and move on to the next challenge now.
Yeah, and would there be a similar buzz if you were to reach an area final of a National Cup competition?
Yeah, I mean, of course of it. I mean, this week could, you know, change the fortunes of the football club, which we're all looking forward to with the FA Cup draw tonight. You know, there's been some magical memories at this football club with the excitement of the FA Cup. So, you know, we could have been having a different conversation, me and you today, if that wasn't the case. So eliminate the negatives and build on the positives.
Yeah, and I guess a negative was losing at Oxford early in the season, but a positive would be to go there and show Oxford what you can do.
Yeah, we will do. You know, I'll be making sure the team's prepared in the right way to go and win that game at Oxford.